Good afternoon on this Sunday, and welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Good to talk to you. And today we are at six consecutive episodes. I got to a late start today. Went out last night, celebrated the 49th birthday of one of my good friends in comedy, Marvin Hunter. I had to work all day, got off work, had to go to the grocery store, do my man chores, come home, take a shower, change, and run right back out. So that was pretty good, pretty festive. A couple comics came through. Special K, shout out to him, who will be starting the Ricky Smiley. He's on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show, which will be taking over Tom Joyner. Starting Monday, I believe they're gonna take up the rest of the Tom Joyner market. So good luck to you guys in radio, which I think is dying. I think radio is that last form of entertainment that had yet to get disrupted by technology, such as the technology you're listening to right now as I do this podcast. But I believe that radio is doomed, and I don't think people really listen to the radio. I turn my radio on every once in a while, I might turn it on, but I'm not on there long enough for any advertisements to come across my feed or for me to listen to any of those advertisements. I think people are more in the long form styles of information, such as talking and talking while you're learning. But anyway, enough of that. Looked like the rapper the Baby. I really like him. Young brother out of North Carolina. He on fire. I love his voice. Like, he has that deep bass voice, and his music is incredible. But it just seems like he can't. I'm not gonna say he can't catch a break, but there are a lot of bumps in the road, a lot of hurdles he's having to overcome. And the thing about it, and I want to tell some of these young brothers, man, how long are we going to do this keep it real nigga shit for the sake of just being down or being accepted by people that don't really give a fuck about you? Now, what I'm about to get into is the Baby has just been beating people the fuck up. Like, he's, and he's at the point in his career where, I mean, he's the guy, because I'm 42, and a lot of these young guys like the Baby as well. And when you have the old and the young that like a rapper, this guy is going to ascend to the heights of a Drake if he doesn't fuck himself up. So, And I get it. What happened, it looked like he was sent to jail this time because he got into it with a promoter. I think the promoter shorted him some money, and the Baby beat the shit out of the guy and took $80,000 and the credit card and all kind of shit, and this shit was caught on tape. Now that guy that he beat up is going to sue him. And then, I mean, the state is just going to make money and let him back out so they can get more money from him. See, it's all a game with locking up these rappers. Because I think when you become a famous rapper, a famous celebrity, number one, it's a lottery pick. It's like you playing the fucking lotto. Literally, you're playing the fucking lotto. So you're this big star. You get in some trouble. They lock your ass up. Lawyers come in. They get their money. The state drains you fucking financially, then they let your ass back out to go make more money to lock you up the fuck again. But the rappers are not taking accountability and saying, you know what, I'm not gonna go beat the fuck up out this nigga, because if I beat this nigga up, I'm going down for the shit. I'm going down, I'm fucking up my money, so I will put my lawyers on them. Because when you ascend to where you have millions of dollars in the bank, that street shit don't matter no more. See, a nigga's gonna sue you, just like the Baby beat up the guy. The guy is suing the Baby. Now they got it on film. And nine times out of ten, this motherfucker's probably gonna win, because that's just not how you handle a situation in business. And you can keep it real and be the hardest nigga in the world, but there's a huge price to pay. So, you know, I really wish somebody could talk to this young brother to just slow him down and just say, hey, man, you winning. You know what I'm saying? When that shit happens, you lawyer up. You say, okay, cool. You get your entourage out there. And then you could have, he would have did a better job just bashing him online. You didn't pay me, just fucking his name up on social media. But you cannot do that gangster shit. It's just, you can't win. We not winning with that shit. We not winning with that attitude. We are just not winning with that. You know, all this gentrification shit that's coming, ain't one street nigga stop the bulldozer or stop Starbucks from being built or stop their whole communities. You just get kicked out of you. All them streets niggas died over. They kicked out. Just kicked out of them motherfuckers. Because you can't afford to live there. And all these niggas moving to Atlanta because they can't afford L.A. They can't afford New York no more. So it's a different game. You know, we got to wake up, man. We really got to wake up. So I watched the football game yesterday. New England is out of there. They finally got rid of the Patriots. I'm not really into sports for real, but it seems like people were celebrating that Tom Brady did not make it to the Super Bowl this time. And Tom Brady looked crushed. I guess Tom Brady would be considered the Michael Jordan of football, and people were just happy. You know, it's that top of the mountain syndrome that humans have. When a guy's on top of the mountain, everybody wants to knock him down. Same shit they got going with Kevin Hart right now. So Brady is 43 or 44. He's out of there. I guess he might try to come back 1 year to get another championship. I know he don't want to go out with an L. Even though he got 6 fucking Super Bowl rings, which is insane to me. But New England is gone. So that's that. And also, I was watching the Kings of Comedy. Kings of Comedy is on Netflix, and I sat back and watched it. And the material is very, very dated. I don't know if that shit will work now. I mean, Sid had a couple of jokes that'll work, and Bernie shit was hard, but I mean, he's saying the faggot word so much. They would have killed him in today's times for that shit. They would have had Bernie fucking apologizing for that shit right now. Which is crazy, man. And I was watching the Kings of Comedy. And if you're a comedian listening to this shit, it was cringy watching them do those music cue jokes. Which, back at that time, that was dope. But now when I see comedians do music cues, I just I just want to vomit in my mouth. Like, it's so cringeworthy. And this is coming from a guy who's one of my number one bits, of my most famous bits during the TI, was a music cue bit that I got away from. So that's that. So with that being said, today I'm going to wrap up this episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And hope you guys tune in tomorrow. And if you can, check out Shameless, man. I need to talk to y'all about that. Okay, so it's a show on Netflix called Shameless. It's the greatest shit ever. And I'm kind of late because this show is like 11 years old. But I mean, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal show. So do yourself a favor if you can. Check that out. And I'm going to get out of here. So I'll see you tomorrow. And thanks for tuning in. I'm out. Oh, and tell a friend to subscribe. All right. Take care.